It doesn't take a PhD to figure out why so many northern blacks are moving back to the Sun Belt. The weather is hot, and so is the economy.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are proud to welcome to Alabama the Honda Pilot.
Companies from other parts in the U.S. and around the world are relocating to the South at a record clip, bringing with them good-paying jobs that make it easier for Alabama Governor Bob Riley to sell the South.
In 1995, there was not a single automobile being produced in the state of Alabama. Today, ladies and gentlemen, in less than 10 years, there's over 800,000 being produced. This is incredible.
More than 680,000 African Americans relocated to the South from 1995 to 2000 to work in the new manufacturing plants, open their own businesses, or pursue other professional opportunities. For musician and poet Sharif Simmons, it was the lower cost of living and a better quality of life for his 10-year-old son.
Having access to more room, you know what I mean, to breathe and just enjoy nature a lot more, mm-hmm. You know.
Simmons himself grew up in Ethiopia and New York City. His aunts owned Harlem's renowned Liberation Bookstore. When he announced to friends and family last year that he was moving to Birmingham, they balked because of the city's history of racial unrest.
But, you know, we're 30, 40 years away from that now, and things are much more surprisingly progressive than I think people know in this country. You know, it's as dangerous in New York as it is here. You know, I mean, I've had my fair share of police harassment in New York City, unjustly, a complete victim of profiling in a predominantly black neighborhood. So, I mean, I've found that coming here and experiencing it, that there's definitely less tension around personal safety.
But tension is rising around the migration of African Americans back to their ancestral homesteads in the South. Many Southerners agree that blacks are part of the rich cultural history of the South and deserve their equal place in civic affairs. But there's growing concern that some elements of the Old South are resurfacing at a time when support for affirmative action is weakening nationwide and public schools continue to resegregate. Marlene Reichard is a history professor at Samford University.
I think there is that backlash. The South is changing rapidly, and Southerners often feel challenged or threatened by rapid change.
And there's tension within the black community itself, says Reichard's colleague Jonathan Bass. Bass works with several inner-city African-American church groups here in Birmingham who feel they've been ignored by newly relocated middle-class blacks.
A lot of these African Americans feel like they are returning to the land of their ancestors, but they're not really willing to return to the life of their ancestors, which was an impoverished class of people, perpetually impoverished, that they were an underclass in Southern society, politically, economically.
But as more African Americans move south, their political force is being felt. Several major southern cities have black mayors, and southern states shape presidential politics because, says Samford political scientist Randolph Horn, it's hard to win the White House without winning the South.
It's mathematically possible, but it's difficult too. And so for Republicans to win, they need to hold the South, and for Democrats to win, they need to break the South.
How likely is that? There are two competing theories, says Birmingham Southern political scientist Natalie Davis.
More minorities attracted to cities, more people being better educated, more women working outside the home, and all of that kind of works together and creates a synergy for Democrats.
Davis says the counter view is that rather than seeing the growth of what are called ideopolises, creative places where Democrats thrive, the South may see more micropolises.
These are areas that are somewhat outside of cities, where a major organization, let's say a FedEx or a UPS, locates, creates a kind of community of its own, very much attached to community, to church, and that bodes well for Republicans.
Politics aside, better jobs, safer neighborhoods, and warmer weather seem to be the trifecta for those betting on whether cities like Atlanta, Memphis, and Birmingham continue to see a steady migration of black, white, brown, and other. I'm Tanya Ott.